Well, Doug Miller of Anchorage, Alaska, recently wrote to say, you should read more letters. So, okay, we will. We heard from a lot of you after our interview with Shalom Auslander, whose new darkly comic novel, Hope, a Tragedy, imagines Anne Frank as an elderly Holocaust survivor living in an attic in New York. He said he wanted to explore the question, can Jews remember the Holocaust without living a life of victimhood because of it? Well, many of you found it hilarious. Some of you did not. Jonathan Rosenbaum, professor emeritus of Jewish studies at Gratz College and a visiting scholar at the University of Pennsylvania, writes, there were many Jews who survived the Holocaust in attics, aided by non-Jews who took grave risks to protect them. Many, including Anne Frank, were murdered. Mr. Auslander's sarcasm and your encouraging laughter are affronts both to the victims and to their protectors. We also recently had a report on celebrity chef Paula Deen, who's taking some flack for pushing fatty foods while knowing she herself had come down with diabetes. Well, M. Chamberlain, living in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, called to say, lighten up.
I think it's time that some Southerners stood up and advocated for our food. You don't eat it every day. You shouldn't eat it every day. But on Sunday dinner, it's like being with your dead relative. When you can sit down and you can eat the food that we've eaten for generations, there's no way I could eat like that every day and still be alive. But I love my deep fried chicken. I love fried biscuits. I would fry anything that doesn't move, and I would pour gravy on anything that isn't nailed down once a week.
Well, then there were the powerful stories we heard from people with not enough to eat. Our primer on food stamps was prompted by Newt Gingrich's remarks on the campaign trail. Many of you sent your experiences. This woman from Oklahoma City didn't want her name used.
When my husband decided to open his own business, we got pregnant. You know, we were really struggling, and food stamps was something that we never thought we'd apply for, but getting on that was one of the best decisions we did to help our family and make sure we could feed our kids. And as we have become more successful, our food stamp level has dropped. And under the Obama administration, he actually lessened the amount of food stamps that each family got, which I think is more of an incentive for most people to get off of food stamps.
And finally, last week, we brought you the story of the Robin Becker Dance Troupe's interpretation of a story that was told in David Marinus's book, They Marched Into Sunlight. It's the story of one day in 1968 when police attacked peaceful protesters at the University of Wisconsin-Madison while in Vietnam, 60 U.S. troops were killed in an ambush. One listener wrote us, your piece brought back so many memories. I was at the university walking past the Commerce Building when I saw students running in panic. I'd been aware of the student protests but didn't get involved. After that incident, I did. Then I was drafted, sent to Vietnam. I was assigned to the 1st Infantry Division, the Big Red One. We provided artillery support to the famed Black Lions, the very same battalion that was involved in that ambush. By the time I was in country, there were no infantry personnel left from the fated ambush. However, the tales were told. Thanks for telling them again. John Lecklam, University of Wisconsin, Class of 1968, U.S. Army, 1968-70. And, of course, we'd always love to hear from you. Go to hearnow.org. You can leave a comment there. You can click through to Facebook. Hit contact. Send us an email. Back in a minute. Here and Now.